It's Around the Lunch Table.
It's your boys, Jay and Z.
Let's get rowdy up in here.
All right, we're live. Z, I have a little bit of a present for you. Oh, 555, angel numbers, woo!
Why didn't you do the intro?
I know, we usually talk before we do the intro.
I almost just hiccuped and threw up.
Okay, so I have a surprise for you, Z. I told you that I was trying to get into wine more. So I got us. So we're going to do a little wine and dine sesh. And okay. I think you're going to like it. Okay.
Whoa. Didn't see those.
Okay.
Dude, so you know the fucking guy from Blue's Clues when he left? When he left the show, you remember the OG guy?
Is he a wine guy?
No. Oh,
I thought there was a correlation.
No, there was no correlation. When he left, you remember the OG Blue's Clues guy, right? And then, I don't know if you remember this, was like a year or two ago, he came up and was like in the whole outfit. He's like, hey guys, like you guys are all grown up. It was very nostalgic.
Oh, yeah.
But apparently, he left and like grew up, he got a degree, whatever. I forgot what the fuck it was in or whatever. But
grew up. He was like 30 in the show.
I guess that's true. I'm saying, and then he apparently like was super fucking like depressed or something, like went to rehab from Blue's Clues.
Really?
So
it is a show all about giving others happiness and none for yourself. So I get that.
Yeah.
So what I got for you today is okay, this is the thing is I don't like a lot of wine. Okay.
What the fuck is that?
But what do you think I'm about to say? I'm trying to enjoy wine. I've been trying to
dabble. It's a white wine, right?
Yes, it's nice.
I like white wine.
It's very chilled. So in my journey, I have found one that I genuinely...
So you only like whites?
No, I do like red. But no, I do like reds. But I found a white that is like... It got to the point where it's like, I would like some of that right now. That's how much I like it. It's called Vino Verde, and it's from Portugal.
Okay.
And it's stupid cheap, too. You can tell by the screw cap.
Yeah.
Okay.
So and from what we know, cheap is always amazing. Sometimes. That's moments. All right, so
yeah, we got some Vino Verde here. Pour for you.
Is there a reason why like people don't keep wine like cool or cold?
Well, I believe whites are supposed to be chilled. It's a summertime drink.
I meant like Pinots and Cabernets. Like they're always like room temperature. Like
a lot of whites are chilled. Oh, hey, stem. This is why I just learned this the other night.
None for you.
No, I am. Oh.
So, okay, we're going to try this one. And you just don't drink anything?
No, I just want to learn this the other night. So a white wine glass has the stem. Same reason a beer bottle does, because your body temperature will warm it up. And that's why
that makes sense.
The stem on the thing. So yeah,
that makes
sense.
Hold
it by the stem. And we're going to drink some fucking Vino Verde here.
Okay.
Look at that, huh? Yeah, this is the first one that I'm like, because I don't like sweet wines. I'm not a big sweet wine guy.
It's very dry. I like sweet wines,
it's
actually.
It's very dry. All right, cheers. There we go. I was looking for a can of China.
I was like, what the fuck was that?
Oh, man. Tasty, right? Yeah. Okay, so the first thing I want to talk about today.
Shh.
Oh, okay. Do you swirl it? Do you swirl?
Well, it's not a red. That's not really going to do anything for you.
And what does it do when you swirl a red, Z?
Well, the aromas are way stronger than a white wine.
It still has sulfates in it. It says on the bottle.
Yeah, I know, but it's not the same.
Oh. It's good, though, isn't it? I like this shit.
Well, it's kind of... Dude, you know, it's like when Alex... I went with her family, and we did the whiskey tasting thing. And it was actually very interesting. We tried all these different types of rye whiskeys and shit. And the guy was telling us, like, how to actually... Like, how do you taste whiskey? Like, and it was very interesting. He's like, dude, you don't just drink it like it's water and just drink it down. He's like, so what you do is, he's like, you take a little sip of it. Cause obviously they're like the little tiny glasses. Cause you just try a bunch of whiskeys. And obviously I'm not even a huge hard alcohol guy.
Yeah.
And that's obviously all we're sipping. But so you take like a decent amount of sip and you leave it on your tongue and you let it sit for like 10 seconds. And then once it sits and it's been in your mouth and then all the, everything kind of gets around your palate, then you swallow it. Dude.
Interesting. So did you find one that you liked?
Yes, I did.
Really? What was it called?
I don't remember.
Oh. If you had to name a whiskey, I feel like I'd do something like flashy, fucking like, hey, this
flashy.
This is Jack's Jerkin Bourbon, like fucking something just like it fucking knocks your socks off. Like,
what do you think of when you think of whiskey? First thing you think of?
I think of bad decisions, shitty tastes, and I'm not gonna remember shit.
I thought that's tequila.
I don't fuck with tequila, dude. I hate it. I hate it. The smell, awful. I can't. I hate.
No,
the
you
taste.
Know what? You know what it is. I think it's like an imprinting thing because I'm saying after like a terrible, terrible time. You just remember that same like that. I think that's what happened to tequila for me was after I had such a terrible couple experiences or something terrible happened. Then yeah, after something terrible happened, I was just like, oh my God. And every time I smelled tequila, I just relate it to that. So I just fucking can't
see. That was the thing with rum.
And it also makes me fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Not nuts, but like it makes me very, I'm up a couple tiers.
You get rambunctious.
I'm rambunctious. Yeah.
And Z is
I'm
not.
I'm like a Pollock with no future. Yeah. I'm like a Pollock at a Boston bar.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha. Literally.
Z's never angry. He doesn't get angry. He doesn't get angry on tequila, but he gets rambunctious. Like he wants to.
Well, I when I'm fucked up, I never really get angry. That except one time I was in a fight, Tristan. I was mad that time.
That was funny.
That was probably one of the only times I think you've seen me probably like drunkenly angry, like about to fucking hurt somebody. I was
you
so
ever seen
fucking
me drunkenly
mad.
Angry.
I've seen you mad,
but like drunk angry, like
but drunk angry,
drunk like I'm gonna fight.
Put
someone.
Your dukes up.
I turn it.
Yeah, yeah, actually, yeah. But it was never recently. It was like years ago.
Oh, because like alcohol is supposed to be a depressant, but I get really happy on it.
That's probably a good thing, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a firm believer in there are good drunks and bad drunks. And, you know, a good drunk is fun. You know, a bad drunk.
I think we're both good drunks.
I think we're both very good drunks.
We're great.
I think we're great drunks because here's
the
thing.
We're just giggly, happy.
Like, out of all the thousands of times that we've gotten fucked up, like, I think there's maybe out of all those thousands, maybe you could pick one or two times that's been like, okay, that was just terrible. Like, it's always smooth sailing. Okay, actually, that's not true at all.
Well, no. Wait, what? I was thinking, I couldn't even think of one or two.
What?
Times that it was bad.
Well, I'm saying, okay.
What was the time you were thinking
it's
of?
All it's all relative. It could be a bad, like, okay, it was a bad night. Okay, maybe I got too fucked up. Maybe I got this. Maybe I got that. I was just saying, in general, when we drink, even if it's around people we don't know, we're always a pleasure to be around.
Yes, exactly.
I think we're always a pleasure.
I have very little, if zero, nights of just drinking.
And we
like,
all know people who are consistently bad drunks.
Bad.
And you don't know how to tell them. You're just like, dude,
stop.
Yeah.
Like, choose something else.
Well, because, dude, that's what it is. I don't know. It's obviously, everyone's kind of different, but like, dude, I'm telling you, a good drunk is fun, social, loves a party. A bad drunk is thinking about yesterday. They're angry, looking for a fight.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
I think that, like, with all of our times we've gotten drunk, like, God, I can't even like think of my thoughts right now.
Can't think your thoughts.
I can't think my thoughts, or I can't say my thoughts. I think like I'm gonna take a sip of wine.
That is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. That's great. I think that you and I are very good drunks because there hasn't. I can't tell you one time that there has been like a oh fuck I shouldn't have done that.
Really?
Just drinking.
Oh, okay.
Just drinking.
I mean, I definitely, there's been some, but I would say in the grand
scheme
of things.
There are minor things like, I probably shouldn't
have said.
Yeah,
right.
That happens all the time.
It happens all the time.
But that's all the time.
As a rule of thumb, I'm just saying, okay, for example, like out of all the times, let's just say we're drunk and that we meet people or we're hanging out with people at a wedding. There's never been a time that met us. They're like, dude, those guys weren't like, those guys are cool.
Yeah.
I think we always kill it.
No, definitely. I think you and I
think we're a pleasure to be drunk with.
I think we should.
We're a pleasure to be drunk with.
Yes. And I think that you know how people will like hire wedding dates. I think you and I would kill at it.
Dude, I know. Dude, you know what 100%. I was thinking about? You know what I was thinking about? This is not a joke. This is not a joke.
Okay.
I'm not kidding you. So I actually thought about doing this and I've dreamt it for years. And I mean,
this is a dream of yours for years.
This isn't a fucking business plan. I'm just telling you.
I just
want to
know what's in your head, but okay.
I dreamt of this. How fun. Cause you know how much, especially what, like a couple years ago, we had
probably one of the most legendary wedding runs of...
What was it, like six?
Dude, we went to like seven or eight weddings, and it was...
In like a three-month span.
Yeah, but then I'm saying, and then after the summer, we had like another wedding season after. I'm saying we had a legendary run of weddings, and that is when I came to the realization, I'm like, dude, I always knew I loved weddings, but I think after Tanner's... Well, at that point, I've already been to a bunch. Jacob's. I'm saying we were going to so many. Then we went to Leavenworth for the other one. And then we were just bouncing around. I'm like, dude, okay, listen. If anybody...
We kill it. We fucking kill it.
We do. I love it. If anyone... I'm not kidding you. If anyone listens to our show...
If you want a date...
No, not even a date.
Well, I'm single. Date.
Like, done. If you want ATLT to come to your... Like, I will pay for my own... I just want to go to a fucking wedding. I just want to go, dude.
So fucking
just invite
fun.
Us and we will show up.
Dude, the thing is somehow, I'm not even pumping our own tires. I'm just saying, somehow, you and I have gone to weddings. We went to fucking 8 in a 3-month span. And every time, it's like, those guys are fucking fun to hang out with. We have a good time. Because
we're good. We're a pleasure.
We're not angry drunks. We have a good time. Yeah. We're just chacking it up, yucking it up. We'll hit the dance floor. I can't dance. Still try. And it's a great fucking time.
Yeah, but it's a great time, yeah.
God, man. I want to go to some...
If we ever got famous, I'm not kidding you, like, I would love to do, like, fucking message us
Coke
your fucking...
Butt. Wait, what?
I was saying, if we ever got famous or something, I would say, just message us, and if we could fucking make it, I will show up to your fucking wedding.
Done.
I will show up to your wedding.
Do you ever want to be a DJ?
No. Actually, yes.
No, actually. I know half the shit they're doing doesn't do shit, but it's just like, dude, just fucking chilling with the vibes and
yes,
the smoke goes behind
no,
you
I,
and it's like...
I take that back. Yes, I think it would be fun to be a DJ.
I would be fucking down.
It'd be super fun.
I think...
I think it'd be super cool at like when you see those crazy places at like the Gorge or like Tomorrowland, when there's all those places and all the lights and shit. I think that would be really fucking cool. To see from like the DJ's perspective, all the people like just kind of vibing with you, that'd be sick.
What I think is for our next shindig here, we need to get the fucking record player things or you know, the little twisties, you know, where you ear. And dude, one of us just hits it the whole night, dude. Just have the place fucking popping, man. Dude, they're not that expensive. Okay.
What the fuck are you talking
about? No, the ones that everyone uses, it's a Pioneer. Is the brand. They're like $300.
They're Pioneers.
No, it's $300.
I know what you're talking about. I'm not going to go through that trouble of doing
no,
that.
No, I'll get it. And let's just DJ.
Bro, we had to change the speakers so the cops won't get called. So, I mean, I don't think DJ set is the next step.
Yeah. So for those watching, we got a new set, but with the new set is a new place. And the new place is very, very close to others. We haven't had the cops called here.
No, but I'm just...
We had the cops called it the other place.
I know, but I'm saying because these were really close quarters here and the speakers in there are really...
Well, then I'll have the DJ set up to those speakers and I'll just be like... Dude, I got like smoke cannons behind me. There's like four people there.
Dude, do you remember in fucking Vegas when I still have the video on Snapchat. There was like... I forgot what song was playing. It was something... It was like... I think it was like a Kanye song or something like that. It was something sick. Maybe... I forgot what song. I go like this to get you. We're in Vegas, and I'm standing right in front of the fucking smoke cannon. And I'm not kidding. My eyes burn for like an hour after. And I'm sitting there. I'm like, I go like this to take a snap, and the smoke cannon barrel is right fucking there. I got barrel stuffed by this thing. It goes, shit. And in the video, we just disappear into smoke because we're like right in front of the fucking smoke cannon.
Fucking, I love Vegas. You know when you go to the bathroom and there's that guy that has like, he's like cologne? Like in the little...
Oh, yeah.
Okay, from man to man. Say you and a guy walk up to a urinal at the same time, okay? Are you like, you know, some guys take longer to pee than others. I don't take that long. But like, is it a little weird when you're peeing and the guy next to you is still just trying to fucking pee?
Yeah, but no, because that happens to me sometimes.
It happens to me sometimes, yes. But the other day this happened and I've noticed with older men, which is okay. I was in the shitter, like the, you know.
The bathroom?
Well, no, I was in the, I was, there's like a toilet and like a urinal. So I was in the cage, you know?
The handicap stall?
No, there's only one stall at my work.
Oh, okay.
So this guy came in who's like a representative or whatever the fuck. And he's older. And I could tell by his fucking, you know, his Pete Carroll twos. And dude, so.
Them Nike Monarchs?
Yeah, exactly.
Would you wear Nike Monarchs?
No, dude.
Okay, listen. Allegedly.
They slap.
Super comfy shoe.
Dude, style over comfort, man.
I mean, I'm not kidding you. I actually almost bought myself a pair, but I knew I'd get flamed.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, nah, I can't do that
I yet. Think you could actually do it.
Yeah?
No, do you want to know why?
No one. Because I'm brown? I look like a Mexican landscaper?
No, no one can flame you. That's a compliment.
What are you talking about? No one can flame me. Monarchs?
No one can give you shit because you just, you have like 10 things for each person you ever meet saved up in the bank, ready to fucking unload if someone
gives you
shit.
That's not true because just because I think of something doesn't mean I can say it.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I think you could pull it off. I could not pull it off. I know that.
Okay, I think anyone would look like a virgin in Monarchs almost.
Yes,
but.
Okay. So anyways, I'm sitting there.
But the comfy shoes.
Okay, so if you're in a stall, right, and there's just one toilet, one urinal, right, and you're pooping, okay, and someone walks into the urinal, you're stopping what you're doing, right?
Yeah, you're halting production.
Okay, good. I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Well, it's weird. It's just like I
don't want you to hear me go.
Yeah, you know, because like, I'm usually the guy walking into pee, and there's just a guy in there just letting out grenades.
Let's just fucking tearing it up, dude.
I'm like, dude,
big old goose.
Do you
egg.
Have no decency? Do you have no sense of like, okay, you exactly. know, this is gross. Like, because if I was that guy, I'd be like, dude, I'm grossed out by that. So I'm going to wait for this guy to leave.
Exactly. So I'm sitting there and it's a lot of older men, which is okay.
And you ducked your head under the, hey.
Yeah, hello. No. And then it's just like, it's like a, and then you're like, you said, because I'm not doing anything because I'm waiting for them to leave. And they're like grunting and shit trying to pee.
Who's grunting?
This older guy.
Okay. Peeing. He's not pooping.
He's peeing. And then you hear like a.
It doesn't shoot out. It like stumbles out.
It slowly crawls its way out. And then there's like 8 drips. And they're like.
It's like the retirement van at Bingo. They're not. They're slowly rolling out. They're not like. They're not kids at recess. They're kind of just.
They're slowly meandering their way out.
Yeah. They're making their way.
And then it was like, dude. I usually have a lot of pee in me, you know? So it's like, I know you didn't just finish. did you come? No. but then
I'm trying to find the point of this.
I don't know. But then he gets up and leaves. It's like, dude, you didn't even pee. You peed like 8 little droplets.
Maybe that's all he had in the tank.
Then why go to the fucking bathroom?
Because, well, that actually is a thing. Have you ever felt like, actually, I guess we're not old enough to have, but it's possible to be like, oh, I really have to pee, but like only a little bit comes out. You still have to. You're like, oh, I guess I don't have to pee because your body, when you get older, it's weird things start to happen.
Have you ever used like peeing to get out of a situation?
Oh, and that's like my go-to.
Yeah. And then the person that you were trying to get out of the situation goes with you to the bathroom.
Oh,
and then you realize it's like,
I just fucked myself. I just played myself. Yeah.
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 God, it's a fucking worse, man.
Yeah. It's terrible. Do you think that now? Here's the thing. Wait, actually, I have it written down. Hold on,
dude. This fucking wine's good.
Wait, what? Wait, hold on. My phone just freaked the fuck out. I was trying to find a point that I wrote down.
Ho ho. Hee
hee.
Yo, Vino Verde is fucking. Good.
Yeah, this is good wine. I will.
Thank you.
I will give credit where credit is due.
Cheers. And smile. I'll smile at the camera so we can get a
nice shot. Okay, I don't know why I did it that way.
Smile at the camera so we can get a nice shot.
That was so stupid.
Oh, okay.
What I was originally going to say. So do you believe
in miracles?
Do you think that it's a good thing when kids are like bullied?
Great question.
I think it's a good thing. I think it's needed.
One of my bullies showed up in my dream last night. Not even kidding.
One of your bullies?
I had two.
Like your antagonist in your William Shakespeare play kind of thing? Like, this is my villain?
No, I actually had a bully to the point where my dad... I smacked the kid over the head with a math book in like fourth grade because he kept fucking shoving...
Hardback?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he kept shoving me. And you know what's crazy? I just realized this. There was this kid way bigger than me. This is like third, fourth grade. I don't think I knew you then. This kid always... It's the stereotypical bully shit. Shove me, take my shit. Oh, you have the cool pencils. You have the cool markers that smell. I'll fucking take them. You know, all that shit.
Markers that smell.
Remember they smell like marshmallows?
Oh,
like,
yeah. Yeah. Raspberries and shit. Yeah. Yeah.
And so I told my dad and he was like, hey, so he's like, you just got to fucking just, you got to smack him back. My dad was.
My dad always told me that too. Great advice. He's like, hey, don't hit anybody. Like don't be the person to hit somebody. But if someone hits you, hit him back.
Mm-hmm.
That's yeah.
My dad was showing me how to throw a punch. I didn't throw a punch, but I had my math book in my hand, hardback. This motherfucker shoves me. This teacher.
So I kill him.
No, the teacher fucking knew though, because I'd never gotten nothing ever happened. And the teacher saw the whole thing. It was Mrs. Clayton, dude. Shout out Ms. Clayton. Fucking this dude shoves me. I have my math book in my hand. And I just smack him over the fucking side of the head.
Sounds like juvie.
Smack him over the head with it. He's got fucking ducks ringing around his fucking head. He doesn't know what the fuck's going on. Never got bullied again. The teacher saw the whole thing, said nothing. You know what, Ms. Clayton? Thank you.
Wherever you are, Ms. Clayton.
Yeah, real G.
I don't know why I said that Southern. Where you are, Ms. Clayton?
Where you are, Ms. Clayton? Third thing. That was the second thing. As a child.
I'm fucked up. I'm absolutely fucking blitzed. I'm not even trying to sugarcoat it anymore. So if anyone is listening and they're like, where are they going? I don't know. I'm actually a little scared.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not sure where I'm going. I'm not sure where we're going. I'm not sure what you want from me. But I'm getting it out of the way now so I can feel some relief.
Okay. Okay. It's out. That's all. So I turn it off.
I'm fucking absolutely just
for a Sunday.
Cooked.
Okay, hey. Did you ever have the fear of tripping your pregnant teacher?
Dude, yeah.
Oh my god, you did. No way.
Yeah. What are your legs doing, Rafiki? What the fuck are you about?
I got excited.
Okay, well, I actually have tripped a pregnant woman.
Dude, I'm so fucked up.
No, I have tripped a pregnant woman. Accidentally, of course.
Yeah. Well, your story sounds better than mine, but I was always scared. I had this third grade teacher named Mrs. Monk.
Like a monk.
M-O-N-K. You know what's crazy? Actually, I respect it now. She married a guy she met online from Nicaragua. And then when they got married...
Dude, that sounds like a fucking movie.
No. You know what's crazy?
Do they have internet?
I don't know.
No, I don't know. I'm not throwing shade in Nicaragua. Well,
Starlink now. There's internet everywhere.
But like, is that a place? Okay, they don't. That was a fucked up comment to make. Yeah. I'm not saying have internet.
No, it's a reasonable comment. We don't know.
There's a lot of places you don't over there that don't have it.
Yeah. You don't know what you don't know. But no, Mrs. Monk came in fucking wearing some shiny ass lipstick that day. I'm really like, something happened. Dude, I remember thinking this. I was like, she is glamored up. And then she's like, hey, I just want to tell all my children, my kids, I got engaged this weekend. We're like, oh my God, who? The dude in Nicaragua. She moved there, bro. We lost our third grade teacher.
Oh, I think you told me that.
Through half the semester, she moved to Nicaragua. And you know what, Mrs. Monk, if you're listening, I hope you're doing fucking amazing. Because you know what? She's probably living the fucking dream. She's on a beach, sipping Mai Tais, fucking chilling.
That's Mexico.
They don't have Mai Tais and fucking...
Well, I guess they have them everywhere, huh?
She's sipping beer. That's America. Okay. Yeah, but anyways, she was pregnant. And I was always scared that, like, because I would kind of set up my desk like this, and I was like, dude, if I trip and she falls on her, like, on her belly, am I going to kill the kid?
So are you... Let's just say this. So, if you trip said pregnant woman... Are you getting, and let's say the baby...
Manslaughter.
Are you getting manslaughter if the baby is lost?
I shouldn't answer.
No, not a good time. Are you getting a good time, mom? Are you getting charged with manslaughter? But if you
can you get charged with manslaughter as a 12-year-old?
I think it also depends. Is, you know, like if where you are, abortion is legal. You know what I mean?
So say you get to the point where you need diapers. Are you just kicking the can?
I'm not milking it. No, I'm having my like. I'll take like 1 week. Just fucking do everything, kind of fulfill everything. Yeah, we'll end it there. There's no need to milk it and drag it out. There's no need.
Yeah, because you and I, like I've told you.
On a beach, back of my head, bam, after I eat a prime rib or whatever.
Yeah, can I tell a story?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so if I go a little crazy, Z has shook on this, he's agreed to it, and I to him. We were completely fucked up.
But I'm not going to murder you and go to jail.
I'll sign the piece of paper saying that I asked you to do
like
it.
Like a legal assisted suicide or something.
Yeah, exactly. Which you can do in Switzerland.
So that was what I was saying. We have to go to Switzerland.
Yeah, so if I need to go, I'm like, yo, you know how like insane people have that one little moment of clarity?
Sure.
Like, and it's going to be like, hey. It's going to be like, bleep, and I'm like, do it. And you're going to know what it is.
I don't know what the fuck you just said.
And so Z's going to take me, put me in an all-white suit, shave me up nice, or take me to some place to get shaved somewhere nice.
Why you have shaved up nice if you're going to die? I'm going to shoot you in
I want to look good when I die, man.
You said we want to shoot you in the head, and you want to make sure you're shaved?
The back of the head.
Yeah, blows out the front.
No, a 22, dude. It's just going to skip around.
A 22?
Around.
You'll still be alive.
No, you know what a 22 does? It just skips around in the brain. I'll be dead, but it's not going to go out. God, he's going to put me in a white suit. I'm going to have a nice prime rib, horseradish, a fuck ton of it. I want to feel that fucking tingle in the back of my neck. You know what I'm saying? And then he's going to put me on a nice lawn chair. I'm going to be looking out at the ocean. Hopefully my loved ones around me. If I have a woman, hopefully she's there and I'll be holding her hand. And then she's going to...
Boom! Dude, you know what I would do if I knew it was like, hey, this, I'm going. I want, you know, those butlers always carry in the fancy movies, the big golden trays.
Wait, you want to be served?
A mound of just, well, of course, my dream meal, but like literally.
I thought you meant you want to be served on the golden tray.
No. Like
everyone gets a piece of Z.
Just a mound of fucking like, just Coke or something.
Chicken
and
fried Z.
Just like, like I want to have my last meal, right? And then like a big, just of all these illicit substances, just piled high like a pitcher's mound. And I just want to go splat my face in it, dude.
If I was going to commit suicide, I don't know why we're doing this. I was going to. I'm taking, give me an entire bottle of acid. I'm going to take
it. What?
I'm going to go to the stars and I'm going to stay there.
And I'm not coming home.
I'm not coming home, baby. Give me 1,000 fucking hits, dude. And I'm going to go up and I'm never going to come down, baby.
Oh, my, we got to restart this, I think.
No, it's good.
I think we got to restart.
We're at 30.
No, we'll cut this one and we'll do another one.
This was good.
I don't know if that it's gibberish. We'll come back to it.
Okay, well, let's finish this one in case we can finish it.
I don't know if we even started.
No, we did. It's at 30. Thank you for watching Around the Lunch Table, episode 108. Make sure you check around. Check up.
Make sure you check around for us. Look around. Patreon. Ask around.
Patreon.com/ATLT, episode 108. Hum fucking baby Z, where can they find you?
They can find me at Isaiah_Lesney on Instagram. Jack, where can they find you at?
No one's looking for me.
Nobody.
Have a good night.
Let's get rowdy up in here.